This is Cross Currents. I'm Holly Kernan, and we're talking about restorative justice, how some schools are shifting their approach to student discipline. We had more questions for Eric Butler, the coordinator of the restorative justice program at Ralph Bunche High School in Oakland, so we asked him to come by the studio.
We're shifting the culture and the way we think about things. Things that my grandparents and my mother passed on to me, that's some horrible stuff, like if somebody hits you, hit them back without question. And that kind of violence is ingrained in us. And we massage that violence as they get older. Don't come home without a loss. So not only can you not let somebody get away with hitting you, you can't even lose and you can't cry. So, and that's what we teach our boys. So when our boys grow up and they're not sensitive to the needs of young women, we get upset at them and we want to vilify them and punish them for it. So we're doing something completely different. We're apologizing for those messed up lessons that we taught, because we should have been teaching tolerance. We should have been teaching how to have conversations with each other when you're having those disagreements. Instead, we taught zero tolerance, and it's ingrained in our kids now. And and when they say zero tolerance, they mean zero tolerance. That means I can actually kill you for disrespecting me, because that's what my parents taught me to do. That's what everybody that looks like you taught me to do. And we're trying to reteach that, and we're trying to reteach that under conditions where people are constantly trying to throw them away, and they can see it because they know what keeping it real is way more than we do.